With Ohio Governor John Kasich dropping out of the presidential race, Donald Trump is the final candidate standing for the Republican nomination. After a very heated primary in Wisconsin where the Republican Stop Trump movement really got some momentum, there's concern that Wisconsin Republicans will have trouble uniting around the presumptive nominee.
Joining us now to talk about the issue is Aaron Weinshank, a political science professor at UW Green Bay. Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So it's about a month ago that the Republican Party leaders announced a 100 days to stop Trump movement, coinciding there with the Wisconsin primary. And today you've got one candidate left standing, Donald Trump. So how quickly and do you think Wisconsin voters are actually going to be able to make the switch from, it seems like a lot of them being part of this not Trump movement, supporting Cruz, to backing Donald Trump as the GOP nominee?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be difficult. You know, if you look at the results here, Cruz won by a fairly large chunk, and there are lots of parts of the state that are heavily Republican and conservative that really just don't seem to like Trump very much, and so it's going to be hard to persuade those people that, you know, he's the right person for the Republican Party. So I think it's hard to do.
Is it going to be kind of a staring contest here in Wisconsin with, you know, waiting to see if leadership here ends up backing Trump? You just heard in the news there, Paul Ryan saying, no, I'm not ready to do this. Scott Walker has sort of given what seemed like a sort of half-hearted endorsement of supporting Trump. So what are we waiting for here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're getting mixed views from party elites in the state. You know, Walker came out during the primary in support of Cruz, and now he said, you know, kind of unenthusiastically, I'll accept this. You see the RNC chair, Reince Priebus, saying we need to unite behind the candidate. But then I think there are others in the state who, again, are just totally against Trump as a Republican candidate. So you're getting kind of mixed signals from party leaders in the state about whether this is good or not.
And I don't want to read too much into how we perceive Governor Walker's level of enthusiasm. Let's hear it for ourselves. Here's what he said.
Sure.
I think Donald Trump is clearly better than Hillary Clinton for a variety of reasons.
So brief, to the point, is that much of an endorsement?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're hearing that kind of thing from a lot of the party leaders who said that they would eventually come to support, you know, the whoever the nominee might be. I think they were probably hoping it would be somebody else, so you can understand why they might not be enthusiastic. To me, that doesn't sound like, you know, like a glowing endorsement. It's like, this person is better than the other party's candidate, but you didn't really hear him go into the reasons, the attributes that he likes or the policy ideas that he likes very much. So to me, it's, you know, it's there, but it's not, you know, it's not a glowing endorsement.
Well, this news as Donald Trump is a presumptive nominee, it's still very fresh. It just sort of coalesced, came together on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do you think that people have had a chance to wrap their heads around it? Because starting out, people kind of thought that's never going to happen. It's very unlikely to happen, and it has happened. Has there been enough time to digest?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's still fresh in people's minds, and people are still, I think people thought that Cruz was going to stay in a lot longer, and, you know, you saw some of his attempts to try to collaborate with John Kasich and to try to shake up the race by picking Carly Fiorina before he was even the nominee. So I think, you know, people thought he might stick around a little bit longer. And I think, again, starting out, people thought that Trump is really not a serious candidate. He'll basically just fizzle out. And now we're to the point where of the 17 people who were in the race, some of whom had, you know, government experience and lots of name recognition, you get this unconventional candidate who's the one left standing.
You've got this tight Senate race this year as well between Senator Ron Johnson, former Senator Russ Feingold, and Johnson has said again that he will support Donald Trump, but he's more focused, it sounds like, on other things. The people of Wisconsin, I think, is a language that his campaign used. How do you think that's going to play out?
Yeah, I think that those lower level races where there's partisanship on the ballot should be a concern. You know, you've got a Republican presidential nominee or a presumptive nominee who's got pretty high unfavorability, is pretty unpopular. You know, the party was pretty divided on, or is pretty divided on him. And so, you know, if there is a potential for a connection between a candidate and somebody unpopular, you can imagine that their opponent is going to try to capitalize on that. And I think you have already seen Feingold, you know, trying to connect the two in some of the advertisements and social media. So I think it's already starting to happen.
We're talking with UW Green Bay's Aaron Weinschenk about whether or not the Wisconsin Republican Party can and will unite around the presumptive candidate nominee Donald Trump after a divisive primary season. And just in this last hour, again, we've seen that pre-recorded interview on CNN with Jake Trapper, Paul Ryan, saying he is not ready to support or endorse Donald Trump. Now, I'm not exactly sure how we're supposed to read that. It seems kind of unusual. I can think of a couple things. Maybe Paul Ryan is thinking, I just can't stomach this and I'm going to run after all. Maybe he's trying to bring Trump to heel a little bit by making him nervous and wanting the support. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, it's like, well, in order for, like, I eventually might, but he has to do a certain set of things in order for me to potentially come around. And in some of the articles that I was seeing today, you know, he said, Paul Ryan said, that there are some questions that conservative has. We really want to know if, you know, he's principled, if he's going to be consistent ideologically. You know, maybe if Trump does demonstrate those kinds of things, then you'll see some of these party leaders coming around.
How does he demonstrate that? What does he have to do?
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason why people who are really quite conservative don't really like Trump or don't see him as a true conservative is because just policy-wise, he tends to jump around quite a bit, hasn't demonstrated a lot of ideological consistency. Sometimes he says things that conservatives might really like. Sometimes he says things that liberals might really like these days. So I think the real hardcore conservatives out there want to see consistency. They want a conservative position on a whole bunch of different issues, and they're not seeing that, or they're not satisfied with what they're seeing so far.
Why do you think it is that the Wisconsin GOP seems to have trouble getting on board the so-called Trump train?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe they're thinking about some of those down ballot races, the Senate races and the House races that are going on, and they think there could be some negative effects there. You know, part of it could also be the kind of style of politics that he brings to the table. You know, we hear the phrase like Wisconsin nice, and, you know, Wisconsinites are known for being really polite. And, you know, I think Donald Trump has this really polarizing, unconventional style. He, you know, is not afraid to go after people, to offend entire groups of people. And so, you know, that kind of style that he has might not match with some of the people who live here, who are in politics here.
Do you have a sense about how big a deal Wisconsin could be in the general election?
I mean, I think if you look back to previous presidential elections, Wisconsin has been considered a battleground state for quite some time. You know, most of the election results here are reasonably close, although Democrats have won in the last 7 presidential elections. But, you know, I think parties see Wisconsin as a place that's up for grabs, that has a potential for them to persuade voters. So, you know, I think that Wisconsin has been a battleground, and, you know, it will get attention again in the future.
We've had pretty high turnout looking at the last election, at least. And do you think that it's possible that if the Wisconsin GOP is just not that into Donald Trump, they're going to stay home and maybe not go to the polls?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. Or, you know, there's other alternatives too. If you don't like the top of the ticket, you could show up. You don't have to vote for the presidential race. You could vote for some of the down ballot races. You could, you know, vote for another candidate that you decide to write in. So I think there are other alternatives out there. But it's interesting, in the primaries and caucuses that have happened, they've been fairly high in some places, you know, higher than they've been in years in terms of turnout and participation. So there seems to be something going on that people are, you know, paying attention to what's going on, whether they like it or not. They're paying attention and seeing a lot of news coverage about it.
Well, here's a comment we got from Mark in Rice Lake. He says he thinks that the support will ultimately depend on who the vice presidential nominees or picks are. What do you think about that? How important is the VP?
I would say in presidential races, you know, vice presidential picks usually don't make or break the race. you know, most for most people, the person whose name is at the top or, you know, who's the presidential nominee, that's the person they're making the decision about. So I don't know that I would pin an entire race on who the vice presidential pick will be. Maybe it could help with some of the you know, things that people don't like about Trump. You know, he gets criticized for not having any previous experience and not a lot of policy expertise. So maybe you could pick somebody who has those kinds of skills. I think that, you know, in most cases, vice presidential picks tend to have, you know, short-term effects when they first happen. You know, maybe the person gets a bump in the polls, but usually things go back to normal, or in some cases, you know, get worse depending on who the person is. So usually I think they're sort of short-term strategic reasons, and then, you know, people are ultimately deciding based on the person who's running for president.
We're talking to Aaron Weinschenk right now, political science professor for UW-Green Bay, talking about whether or not the Wisconsin Republican Party will unite around the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a Republican, will you support Donald Trump as your candidate? If you're part of the Stop Trump effort, can you go Trump now? If you're a conservative, is Donald Trump conservative enough for you? What would he have to do to prove his bona fides? Do you want to see Trump as the candidate? Would you support him? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're continuing our discussion about whether or not the Wisconsin Republican Party will unite around the presumptive nominee Donald Trump after a divisive primary season. Our guest is Aaron Weinschenk, political science professor at UW-Green Bay.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Will Wisconsin Republicans back Donald Trump in the general election in November? Will you back him? Or are you looking for another option, even if you're a lifelong Republican? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Aaron, here's somebody who is not going to be backing Donald Trump, at least by the looks of it right now. Conservative talk show host Charlie Sykes, who just last night was on MSNBC, the Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. And here's what he said.
The fight over the nomination is over. Now we have the fight for the soul of the party. I mean, the reality is that, you know, Donald Trump is a serial liar. He's a race baiter. He's a xenophobe, somebody who mocks the disabled, who mocks women. And Republicans who roll over, who think this is business as usual, are going to own all of that. And I want them to think about this over the next 6 months, that every slur, every insult, every outrage, every lie, every wacky conspiracy theory, they're going to have to defend, they're going to have to rationalize, or they're going to have to evade.
Charlie Sykes there, he's not letting up at all. And is that going to matter in Wisconsin, Aaron, just super briefly so we can get to some calls?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, in the Wisconsin primary, there was a coordinated effort to, you know, to try to stop Trump. You saw party elites speaking out against him, people like Governor Walker endorsing Cruz and not supporting Trump. The conservative radio in Wisconsin was not on board with Trump. So, I mean, that to me, that signals something about, you know, him having an uphill battle come the general election here.
And we've got Ron on the line in Madison. Ron, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to add?
Well, I just have a comment about who I'm going to vote for. And I do want to comment on Sykes. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would agree with him, but I do 100%. I've been a Republican for more than 50 years. I have a degree in economics, a major in history. I've been studying all this stuff for more than 50 years. I will not vote for Trump. For decades, I've considered him super arrogant, self-serving, and self-absorbed. And he's a bully. I'm not going to vote for him.
Will you vote for Clinton?
You know, if the race is really close, I would.
If the race is close, all right. Some strong words there from Ron. What's your response to that, Aaron, hearing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are going to be people who rally behind Trump, who, you know, find some way of rationalizing him acceptable. But I think there is a subset of voters, you know, in Wisconsin and also across the United States that even if they are Republicans, really just cannot get behind them for some of the reasons that were just mentioned, and maybe for the ideological consistency or the fact that he doesn't have ideological inconsistency or the fact that he doesn't have experience in government. But I think there is a subset where it's impossible to persuade them.
Ron, thanks a lot for that. And our next call comes from Jerry in Waukesha. Jerry, hi.
Hi there.
What is your take?
I think I support Trump 110%. He's the clean bill of health that the government needs to get rid of all the people getting their billfolds padded by special interests and other organizations like that.
Jerry, thank you so much for calling. There you hear from Jerry, back-to-back with Ron. Jerry is in it with Donald Trump. He thinks this is sort of like a cleansing breath for the Republican Party, and he certainly represents another strand of thinking. As we wrap up, Aaron, what is your prediction, if any, here about how this is all going to shake out in Wisconsin?
This is a hard election to make predictions about because it's been so unpredictable. I would say just overall, I think that Clinton is advantaged right now. You know, the GOP candidate has been pretty divisive. He's got really high unfavorable ratings. The economy is in reasonably good shape right now, at least on a lot of the objective measures. And those sorts of things bode well for Clinton. But, you know, this is an unpredictable race, and there's still a lot of
Aaron, thanks
time.
So much. We leave it there. That was Aaron Weinschenk, political science professor from the UW Green Bay, talking about what might happen here in Wisconsin with the GOP and Donald Trump.